Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. And folks, take the opportunity to go to our website, www.theunionedge.com. Sign up for our e-activist newsletter. If you're local, your organization needs some help, we'll get the word out for you. If you're willing to help, we'll get the word to you. It's called Solidarity. We're all in this together, and we're all working real hard to improve our communities. And it's working. We're doing a good job. Speaking of doing a good job, on the phone with me right now, we've got Katie Dexter of Apple Tree Media Works. Katie, welcome back.
Hey, Charles. Thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure. Hey, you know, one of the things that we always have to be concerned about when it comes to websites or blogs and so on and so forth is fair use versus infringement. What is what and why is it so important?
Right. Well, first off, we're not a law firm at all, but we do see this frequently with our clients. They ask us, can we use this on our website? Can we post this on our social media? And that's why we wanted to talk to you guys today and kind of share with your listeners the differences and how to avoid that unfortunate letter coming from a law firm that you have infringed on somebody's property, intellectual property.
So
definitely a gray area. I'm sorry, Charles.
No, that's all right. So what is fair use?
Fair use is if you don't have a license from the copyright holder, there are ways to still use that content, and that's what fair use is referred to as. There's a couple different ways. In your social media, this is where you see it the most. If you take something that someone else has created or posted online and you're making comments about it, or you're criticizing it, again, that's your social media, that's pretty much the definition of it, then it's considered fair use. The other way is to make a parody of something. We're seeing this frequently with many of our politicians. We're seeing lots of parodies on things that they've said and done out there.
Absolutely. Now, there's a number of different ways of making sure that we are using something fairly or appropriately. You have a little bit of a checklist. Talk to us about that.
Yep. One of them is to think about the purpose and the nature of what you're reusing somebody else's intellectual property for. If it's something that is what they call transformative, that would be that you're adding new expressions or new meaning or new value to the copyrighted material with new information. Pretty much think about, am I posting this for the same reason that someone else posted it? So let's say that there's a new shoe that came out and suddenly you want to post it because you want to resell that new shoe. You may run into some problems there. But if you're reposting that new shoe because you want to talk about how absolutely cool it is, and it's a little bit different, Google does this when you Google for Google images. You would think, well, Google's going to get in trouble for showing me all these images that are copyrighted on their website. But Google's doing it for a different purpose. They are listing those images so that someone else can look at them. They did not post those images so that they could be used for the same purpose as the original poster. I know it's confusing, but yeah, if it's for a different purpose, then that's okay. Another one is the nature of the work. I guess that would be if something was not published so much by like a large company, more of like a single individual. There's a little bit more leeway there. There's also how much of that did you use? Again, less is more, meaning the less that you use the copyrighted material, the more likely that it's okay that you go ahead and use this. This would be like a single quote out of somebody else's article. That would probably be okay, but if you're copying and pasting 5 or 6 paragraphs out of somebody else's article or the whole thing, you're definitely not falling under fair use and you're putting yourself into some trouble there.
Well, there you go. There you go. there's a lot of myths out there about fair use and copyrighted material. Talk to us about the truth in some of those.
Well, a lot of people think I can borrow this picture and I can put it on my website as long as I write underneath it that, you know, I got this image from, say, Getty Images or CNN. As long as I put that underneath there, I've quoted where I got the source, I'm okay. this is not true, unfortunately. We have our clients ask us this frequently, and they say, you know, well, I posted underneath there. Okay, but that doesn't actually work for you. Mm-hmm. Just because you've stated it, you're still taking material without permission.
The best is to check with the original source of whatever you're taking, right?
Absolutely, yep. And you know what? A lot of times the original source is happy that you're sharing that. It's going to put their name out there, but it's still best just to ask. We do this frequently for our clients. They'll send us an article and say, hey, will you repost this on our website? Yep, hang on. Let me send an email over. There's usually something at the bottom of the website about a privacy policy or, you know, mm-hmm. copyright type stuff. We'll shoot an email over to the news source. We'll say, hey, you know, such and such union would like to reuse this article on their website. Is that okay? Most of the time, they're very excited that we're doing that, and they just ask that we just give them back, you know, cite back that that's where it came from and give them a nice backlink. They like that.
Yeah. What about just posting a link?
That's your best bet, honestly. If you're out on social media, instead of copying and pasting somebody else's article to share it, instead, you know what, share the link. That can keep you out of most of the trouble because the links, sharing a link to something is perfectly fine. That falls under fair use. That's your best way to avoid it.
Yeah, there you go. The second myth. What's the second big myth?
People think if I post this on social media, I'm good to go. It's perfectly fine. I'm not going to get in trouble. I actually just saw a friend of mine got into some trouble for that. Or I should say he's under fire for that, but this is such a gray area. We're not sure whether or not he's going to end up actually having the lawsuit stick. But he found an image out on Facebook. He shared it on his own wall. Fortunately, he's kind of a well-known writer. And because he did that, now he's under fire for sharing an image, even though he did not create the original image. So, yes, you can still get in trouble for it. Be careful with it. Again, it's a gray area, but just be careful with that. Had he shared the link to the image and let Facebook just pull in the thumbnail, probably would have been okay. But yep. He shared the image, and he's well-known, and, well, we know what that leads to.
Absolutely. Katie, how do we find out more about you and Apple Tree Media Works?
You can go ahead and give us a Google for Apple Tree Media Works. Our website will come up. We've got our blog there, and that gives more details on all this, outlines, gives you some links back to the copyright offices and sources like that.
And that's a wonderful resource. Again, what's the website?
AppleTreeMediaWorks.com.
Fantastic. Katie, thank you very much for everything you do. We appreciate it. You do great work for us. And, we're always excited to talk to you.
Thanks, Charles.
We'll talk to you again soon. That was Katie Dexter of Apple Tree Media Works. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio.